This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is getting $38.6 million from FEMA for its emergency efforts. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The cash will reimburse the city government, Denver International Airport, and Denver Health for money they've spent on everything from masks to homeless shelters in response to COVID-19. The city council okayed the deposit Monday after a week-long delay. Councilman Chris Hines had blocked the money last week, saying the process wasn't transparent. Mayor Michael Hancock's office called the move irresponsible. Denver spent $26 million on its pandemic response so far. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Voters in Pueblo decide today whether to form their own municipal electric utility, CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Ballot question 2A would terminate the city's contract with the current utility, Black Hills Energy. Supporters say electrical bills under Black Hills are higher compared to Xcel Energy or nearby Colorado Springs utilities. Opponents say acquiring the electrical infrastructure from Black Hills could be costly. So far, the opposition group Pueblo Cares has raised significantly more cash in the amount of $1.5 million. Proponents in the group Bring the Power Home 2020 have raised more than $30,000. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District is looking for feedback on how it should approach transit as metro area stay-at-home orders lift. It's asking riders to fill out a survey at its website. The agency has cut back some bus and rail service during the pandemic. This is CPR News.